Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom. Hello, everyone. Happy, wonderful Sunday every day. Every day is a wonderful day. That's all how we look at it. Good morning. Shalom. I'm Ilan Azulay. You are here with me at the Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm your host, I'm a spiritual mentor, a coach, a sound healer, working with women who are ready to reclaim their power. Not just with women, but primarily. It's a very interesting times that we're in. We're in the midst of a lot of shifts, a lot of changes, a lot of realizations coming to the true self, discovering there's a lot of turmoil more internally, and turmoil in the sense of instigating or being a catalyst. The events are the catalyst to our shifting of perception, and we have these times, we have more access to the tools that we always had. So first I want to start with a daily prayer, and that really holds everything together. Everything, however you look at it, when we come from this place, everything is just flowing. Hareini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. I hereby accept to myself the due commandment or the due utterance of love your neighbor, your friend, your partner, in the same way that you express love to yourself. And again, I want to emphasize that the beginning, that the emphasis on from this sentence, from this prayer, is first yourself. How can we give when we are depleted? How can we show up for ourselves first, and then for others? How can we show up for others when we don't show up for ourselves, when the events that are happening in our daily life and the way that we look at things are holding ourselves back, are holding us back? The number here is 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. It's a Skype call, and if you're on Skype, it's LA Talk Radio. LA Talk Radio, one word. And if you call, which is wonderful, because this is what it is, this is why we're here, to have experiences together and to share information, realizations. If you call, don't call during music playing. As the system here, we need to have that while we are having conversation, while I'm talking. Then when you call, then it's easier to bring you up on the airwaves. So today, our focus in general always is about reclaiming our power, reclaiming your power, especially as a woman. And this is here to empower from a place of the core essence of your soul. And it's very many times it's being confused as an egoic place. Now, sometimes people will say, what are you dictating for me, if it's egoic or not? Well, many times it's hard to see that it is not, because we're in it. And so today I want to talk about navigating our impressions. And every topic that we talk about every week, whether it is whether it is work related or how we converse, how we talk, how we perceive. These are all really tools to how to navigate our impressions and how to reclaim our power, our internal power, our self-confidence, our self-worth, knowing, not just saying and not believing, but knowing really what we're made out of and what we're capable. I mean, we're using like 10 or maybe 20% of our brain for the most part. What happened if we would have access to more? Will our body be able to contain that? Well, if we have it, that means we can. And it's not just discovering all these tools, but it's navigating through them. And so navigating our impressions of life, our impressions of ourselves, impressions of what is happening or what we are experiencing, how do we navigate through that? And today I want to talk about something that I came across this week, which is fascinating. And it's a TED Talk, and we'll talk about that after we listen to Liron Ben Shimon. Liron Ben Shimon, I love this Israeli singer. She has a wonderful way of delivering and expressing, and wonderful musicianship. This song is called World, and it's really recognizing the power from gratefulness. We talked about being thankful, being grateful to everything that is happening for us. Nothing that is happening with other people is happening to us. It's happening for us. So this is a song of gratitude, song of thank you. Thank you for recognizing our power to heal. Thank you for recognizing that we can go from one state to the other by choice. Not because somebody on the outside dictated that. Thank you for all the harsh experiences. The harsh experiences that hold space for us to grow. The experiences that teach us. And the experiences could be through people. For the most part, through people. This is World by Liron Ben Shimon. Wonderful. עולם, לירון בן שמעון.
תודה לאל שנפש האדם עובדת על עצמה, זוכרת ושוכחת כל חוותה. תודה לאל שהעולם גדול, נפסיק להסתתר, אולי בסוף הוא כבר יראה גם אותך. תודה לאל על חרטות קשות, על אהבות רעות, על סיבוכים שלא הבנתי ממה. תודה שעוד אתה אוהב אותי, גם כשאני שונאת, גם כשאין בי אף טיפת אהבה. אההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההה למה שחלמת. אולי חשבת שהוא לא אוהב, אולי אתה תמיד נשאר צמא, תמיד נשאר צמא. תודה לאל על תאומות ואור, על שבר וחלום, על אהבה שנשארה בדמיון. תודה לילה שנביא עוד יום, שקיעה בים גדול, על שמש ושמחה בלב האדום. תודה לאל על חרטות קשות, על אהבות רעות, על סיבוכים שלא הבנתי ממה. תודה שעוד אתה אוהב אותי, גם כשאני שונאת, גם כשאין בי אף טיפת אהבה. לעזוב שאף פעם לא תהיה באמת קרוב למה שחלמת. אולי חשבת שהוא לא אוהב, אולי אתה תמיד נשאר צמא, תמיד נשאר צמא.
ירון בן שמעון, World. Wonderful. Blindness is taught to epitomize ignorance and unawareness, hapless exposure to the ravages of the dark unknown. This was said by Daniel Kish. And this guy, I came across his TED Talk. And here is a guy. There are no words to describe my admiration and gratitude for this guy. This guy had... He was born and he had cancer in his eyes. At 7 months of age, his right eye was removed. And at 13 months of age, his left eye was removed. And when he woke up from the second surgery, he found himself actually by himself roaming the corridors of the hospital. And as he joked, probably looking for the guy who did that to him. But what he's saying is that his parents decided that they want him to discover on his own, navigate on his own his experience. Now it's easier to do that when in that age, because the older we grow, if somebody's seen for 20 years already and suddenly they go blind, it's difficult. It's a terror. I can only imagine. Imagine navigating your life and everything that you know today with your eyes blindfolded. We see in LA, everywhere, but we see people that are standing on the side of the street or asking for donations, they sit and they say that they're blind. There was this commercial that had millions of views that you see a blind person sits on the stairwells of entrance to a building, and he has a sign blind, and he is waiting, and every so often somebody throws a few coins to the person. Kind of the person is see-through. And and walks by a woman, and she changed the board and she wrote something else, and suddenly he starts receiving more attention, and people are giving him money. And at the end you see the sign that says, "It's a wonderful day that I can't see." The sign said, "It's a wonderful day that I can't see." And this is the thing. We are conditioned to believe that we can't. We grow up into stories. We're born into stories of other people. When I say that to people I talk to, the first reaction is objection. When I say that we are born into other people's stories, it's objection, because we don't want to be part, or we don't want to be dragged, so to speak, by other people's decisions. We don't want to believe that we're being told what to do. We don't want to believe that our experience is being shaped by somebody else. We so much desire, and we so want to create, to have the best of what's available for us. And yet we sometimes miss to see the real truth that we were born into somebody else's story. And what are we here to do then? Are we here to live somebody else's expectations? Are we here to amplify somebody else's fears? Or live according to somebody else's wants? Now, the reason I bring Daniel's story here, he has also a site called visioneers.org. Visioneers.org. And what Daniel does, he teaches people, blind people of all ages, to see with sound. As someone who is very keen about how to use sound, I see this as a wonderful, wonderful tool. Because up until now, and all throughout my work and my life with sound, started as a musician and over the years, and eventually came back to working with sound in a different way, in a different capacity. Sound is the ultimate medicine for the soul and the body. Now, if we're taking sound as a healing tool, navigating is healing as well. Using sound not just as a healing tool, as a healing tool to heal any ailments, emotional stress, but but also navigating, using sound to navigate. So what Daniel does, he uses his tongue to make noises, like tapping. And what he does is like a bat or like a dolphin. It's like using sonar, and he calls it flash sound. So what the process that he describes is that the sound, the spatial, the space that is coming back as an echo that describes whether something is close or far and what and how it is shaped, is actually activating the visual part of the brain, the same part that is being activated when we see through our eyes. Now, we also know through different ways and Kabbalah and the Zohar that the eyes, although they're physical, see not only what is available in this 3D dimensional world. The eyes are capable of seeing beyond that, beyond what we consider the physical world. And so when we look through our eyes and we see things through light, and the return and the reflection of light is activating that part in our brain that allows us to see, to create images, to absorb images. The sound does the same thing for, not just for Daniel, it's available for each one of us. But what is happening? We see through our eyes, and that's it. For the most part, and we see through our eyes, and we say, this is what we see, then this is what exists. This is the tool that we have to see. Daniel actually came up with this, and it's not like he sat near the table and said, okay, I'm going to come up with a system. It is the survival part and the understanding through the experience that the tools are there and available. We have the capacity to replace or to augment our experiences to every part of our body. It could be through our, how do we omit voice? How do we omit sound? How do we receive it? And the system that Daniel is using, that he's teaching, and he has worldwide school where he teaches thousands of children, particularly that are blind, how to navigate. And you got to see this video. I mean, if you go to his site, visioneers.org, or go to TEDx and listen to his presentation, it's fascinating. Kish, K-I-S-H. And that's what he said, that blindness taught us, it taught to epitomize ignorance and unawareness, exposure to the ravages of the dark unknown. And he adds, very poetic, and it is very poetic. Now, so it's not only for blind people. Now let's take it on us, people who see through our eyes. When we are exposed to our dark unknown, to our internal darkness, to our internal unknown, how do we respond? How do we act? How do we react? And what we say to ourselves, how we look at things, is shaping how we feel, is shaping how we continue to produce thoughts, how our body is being affected by what we say, and how we say. And voila, we created a reality that is conditioned on what we think we see. And the impression, how do we look at things? The impression, not just of life, of what we're experiencing, what we are experiencing. It's the impression itself that is more scary than what is happening actually. So for example, if you've exited a relationship, and you've been in a relationship that was toxic, and you know it's toxic, look at how you react after the relationship ended. If you've been in a relationship that was toxic, or any kind of relationship, whether it is a work relationship or a romantic relationship, if you've been in a relationship that did not allow you to fly, that did not allow you to express yourself, that did not allow you to be and to discover who you are and how you are, you'll find yourself, and it can come through different ways, you'll find yourself that you are trying to hold on to what was dearly. You find yourself that you hold yourself, you hold these experiences dearly, so you don't want to let that go. And that's the impression. And so the fear of letting go, the fear of, oh my God, what is going to happen if I lose that? That is greater. And that is been amplified. Not seeing that what is possible. Not seeing what is possible when you come out of that and when you allow yourself to weave a different story. And so when we say what we say, the way we say it to ourselves or to others, these are the words. These are the words that have power. And these words have power to either make a change or to stop change. And so, seeing Daniel, how he teaches blind people to ride bicycles. He leads bike tours and hiking tours. Completely blind people. And so the question was to him, after his TED talk, how does he experience seeing? And he says that basically it is like a 360 degrees view, because the sound travels back in a circular motion. And it is probably available because the eyesight, the physical eyesight, is not there, so other tools are being amplified. And we have everything to navigate. There is not one thing that is quote-unquote being taken from us that we don't have a way to replenish in a different way. And so sound is not just a vibration. Sound is information. Sound is information. And by bringing all these experiences, by bringing all these experiences together and talking about that and sharing as a reader, Heather said, healing is teaching and teaching is healing. Many times when we stand or we teach or we provide information, how many times did you find yourself that you're actually teaching yourself, and in your head you're saying, yes, I know it happens to me. So definitely it has to happen for you too. It doesn't have to be in a formal teaching environment, but just sitting with somebody and talking and expressing. So navigating through our impressions. So there is the physical aspect of navigating our impression. And sound is amazing. Sound is amazing in that capacity that we can use sound not just as a healing modality. And I use sound as a beginning, as a healing modality, but as a beginning to dive in and to look at those places of impression navigation. So I use sound, I use Tibetan bowls, music, spoken words, to hone in your energy, to clear toxins that accumulated. Toxins is not just physical toxins, not just physical pain. But most of the time the physical ailments come from the way we navigate, the way that we perceive our experiences. Three two three, 203-203-0815. And so navigating our experiences, navigating our impressions, it's how we talk, what is happening, how we are relating to the person that is in front of us. Another TED talk that I was watching was by Peggy Ornstein. And she was talking really about, she's talking about women empowerment and really how women perceive themselves and how they perceived until now because of the way that we grew up, the patriarchal domination. Patriarchal domination over the matriarch, and really how slowly through her teachings and through her work with young women, is their own impression of their own selves, especially through sex, especially through the impression of their own body. And that brought up what I talked about a little bit some programs ago about the Me Too movement. Where I understand wonderfully why it started and the importance of bringing that forward. It's not the equality, because we're not equal. We are created differently. We have different capacities. In Judaism, in Kabbalah, and women are not required to do many mitzvot or many deeds because their spiritual level, your spiritual level, is already elevated. A woman is already in a higher spiritual level than a man. Period. Now, it doesn't mean that men cannot rise to a high spiritual level, but in the core, in the essence of creation, in the essence of the on the soul level, on all five levels of consciousness, women have a higher spiritual presence. I remember when I came to California about 2.5 years ago, I started working for the car share, the share rides companies. And I had this was a wonderful experience. This was a wonderful experience doing that work. So I met a lot of people and wonderful, wonderful conversations. I had a woman once that came in, and she was very angry. She was very angry. She wasn't shouting or anything, but just the way that the conversation went through, and she was talking about. She was not Jewish, but she probably still is not Jewish. But she was talking about how in Judaism, a woman is in a lower place, and her experience was negative to her. And she was talking about how Judaism suppresses women. Tell them to cover their head and do this and long sleeves and the contrary is correct. The exact opposite. Because if you come from a place of seeing things through spiritual eyes and understanding the energetic power that is in you, that is in the woman, then that conversation would have a different take and other conversations that you may be having. It is through the hair of a woman that the divine comes through. And there's it's a long discovery and talking about where and how and how and what happens when hair is not covered, where there is covered. So this is preserved for the unity of the woman and the man. And so the partner is there to enjoy the divinity that comes through the hair of a woman. Also, it is covered because that is very seductive. Now, if you are in a relationship that you want to cherish your relationship with your partner, then why would you want to attract others? Unless you are in some kind of an open relationship, but that we're not talking about that, which is all fine, but this is not what it is about. It is about recognizing your own divine power and how are you navigating that. And so, what I've experienced, what I've seen through and experienced through women that have so adamantly been holding on to the experiences of what happened to them, and that were participating in the Me Too discussion, is I noticed that some women that have not resolved or not healed the wound that is that came through the masculine, through the male, was not healed. And suddenly, it's like going from one relationship. Let's say you ended the relationship and you go right into another one. And so you don't have the time to collect yourself together. And so that unresolved trauma, if you look at a trauma as a circle and you cut it in half, half of it is the trauma and the other half is the healing. If the healing doesn't happen to complete the circle, to complete wholeness, then the half circle that is traumatic tries to resolve itself and then it becomes absurd. And so moving from a wounded place that was instigated through the masculine into a place of now we are here, now we are here to be strong again, to teach men how to be. And there is all this almost anger. I don't believe that this is really serving the true purpose. It's just creating the same thing that was with the masculine, but now on the other side. And this is navigating through the impression, through the experiences, because the impression and the impression of the masculine in your life has to be healed. That point has to be healed. Otherwise, everything will come from that place that is unhealed. And so, if you are in a place where I'm here strong and I don't need anybody and I don't need men and I don't need the guy to tell me what to do, which is true, you don't need anybody to tell you how to be, what to be, who to be. But knowing that what you're experiencing, if you're not constantly aware, it will shape how you look at it. And if you didn't heal that place that you have within you, with men, with masculine, then it is not healed. And you're walking into something with an unresolved matter. So it all starts with, you know, she was talking about, Peggy was talking about how in the 20s, when women start shaving their armpits and legs and the flapper dresses became fashion, basically what is happening, it was that slowly, unawarely, if that's a word, exposing your body parts to scrutiny. And that's, it appears on the outside, and today, you know, today many, it became a norm. Shave your armpit, shave your legs, other places too. And it became normal. And we became, as men, we became accustomed to that as well. And many men also don't know that this is not in the nature of things. That these are learned. It's like with the heels, with the high heels. I read that the high heels were created by men to raise your butt so it will be appealing, just like with shaving. it isn't really the natural state of being, and all boils down to the same conversation I had with a woman when I worked at the rideshare. It all boils down to shame. Last week, I talked about the book Power versus Force, where they had there a diagram that chose the frequency of different stages of shame, guilt, but everything at the bottom is everything comes down to shame. And so this wound, if it is not healed, it's being carried with us. We carry it with us. We carry it with us. And so taking sound as a healing tool, sound as a guiding tool, recognizing where we are, the words that we use towards our partner, towards somebody else that we work with, it's a reflection of how we are inside. If you feel shameful on how you express yourself, you will carry this, and it is not being addressed, and you're not looking at this. Now, this is not a judgment, but this is an invitation to poke your immune system, to poke your immune system that protects you from all the things that you think are not good for you. I invite you to look at that and to dive deeper into these places that are in you, to dive in these places that have been covered by filters of all those who fear you. And we are getting to the close, to the end of the show, and I invite you to write facebook.com/bodysoulsound or on my website bodysoulsound.com. And towards the end, I want to bring hopefully she'll be here next weekend. Bridget Oriel, wonderful musician, wonderful voice. I met her at an event a couple of days ago, and she has this wonderful way of expressing and wonderful way of delivering. And this song is called Elegy. In parentheses, she says, in avocado. So maybe one day you'll share what you mean by that. But this is Elegy by Bridget Oriel. Have a wonderful week. Navigate through your experiences by choice. Listen to your body. Have a wonderful week. Litrot. There is Bridget Oriel, Elegy. Take care.
You smile so white and wicked. You're easy to fall for. But you're nobody's pixie dream girl. And neither am I. Your laughter comes easy. You present yourself
you leave. You speak with Elon Azulay only on LA Talk Radio.